KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Firefighters in the Cape Winelands faced a tough night battling multiple fires. Spokesperson Joanne Otto says the Dunstone and Ross Hook fires near Wellington were contained, while teams at Oaklands diverted flames away from horse stables and plantation. In Witzenberg, successful backburns helped contain key fire lines. She confirmed that crews continue mopping up and are monitoring hotspots as efforts to control the blaze persist.
The fire at Oaklands has no active flames this morning, but the area is very hot with high load of smoldering coals and tree stumps. On the Sierra side, there is still a small line moving toward Fairfield Farm and small spots high in the mountains. In the mountain above Tilbach, the fire line is still active, but moving slowly down the mountain.
Some communities are still mopping up after heavy rains caused flooding and damage in parts of KwaZulu-Natal. The death toll now stands at 9 after 2 more bodies were recovered in Ugu. KZN Coctus spokesperson Senzele Mzila says the bodies of Sithembi Sombutu and Musa Dlungele were discovered during the mop-up operations in Umzumbe area. He says the pair was swept away while trying to cross a flooded river.
The MSC for Coctus in the province of KZN, Reverend Tulasizwe Buthelezi, has expressed his condolences to the families that have been affected. The MEC on Monday will lead mop-up operations in areas that have been affected within the eThekwini Metro.
The Freedom Front Plus has uncontestedly elected Corne Mulder as its new leader after Peter Groenewald declined re-election. Groenewald, who is the current Minister of Correctional Services, stepped down after having led the party for the last 9 years. The party's voter Wessels assured supporters, while the leadership has changed, the party's core values remain. Groenewald will now focus on his ministerial role in the Government of National Unity. And one person's been killed and at least 2 police officers seriously injured in a knife attack in the French city of Mulhouse. The 37-year-old man was arrested at the scene. One officer was stabbed in the neck, another knife on the chest. A civilian who tried to intervene was killed. President Macron says it's being investigated as a terrorist incident because the suspect reportedly shouted "Allahu Akbar."
This is a terrorist act that leaves no doubt that it's an Islamist terrorist act. I would like to reiterate the nation's solidarity with the family and the government's and my own determination to continue the work we've been doing for the last 8 years to eradicate terrorism on our soil.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour: firefighters in the Cape Winelands faced a tough night battling multiple fires. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.